And a very pleasant good morning, whoever you are, wherever you may be. Today is Thursday, February 21st, 2008. And I'm Don Wayne, your host for the next hour here on RBN on a program that we call I Kid You Not. We look at news, events of the day, news and events that affect each of our lives, and we invite you to call in and give us your take. Stories that for the most part go either underreported or in all too many instances not reported at all. The number to call is 800-313-9443. So get on telephone and tell us what's on your mind today. Now, for the past few days, we've been discussing the North American Union, or the NAU, as it's referred to, and the frightening implications that it portends for the future of the United States of America. And if you've been with us, we've quoted reliable sources warning of the dire consequences to this nation if the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, and its offshoot, the 300-plus member trilateral commission headed up by David Rockefeller and his ilk, his cronies, their goal, simple. They have to destroy America as we know it, with the sole motivation being promoting a world government, and in the process gaining even more money and power. That's what it's all about. All at the cost of destroying America's sovereignty, the way of life that goes with it. All in the name of something Bush won, first referred to as the New World Order, and for which Bush II is secretly, and for the most part, under the radar of the controlled major media, aggressively pursuing without, well, very little, if any, congressional oversight. Shame on Congress. So we have two branches of the government, and really the third as well. We have the executive branch, the Bush administration. We have the Congress, which are all part of this conspiracy. And, of course, you can just about bet that five of those judges sitting on the Supreme Court would go along with this just as well. Many of these liberal justices saying that world opinion counts more than our Constitution. Well, I'll tell you, this nation's in a lot of trouble, don't you think? And that's what we're here for. We want to shed the light of the truth on these rascals. They're out there, and they have anything but the best interests of the United States of America at heart, don't they? Sad but true. The exceptions being some of the alternative media here at RBN, World.Daily, a couple of others. Incidentally, we have a listening reminder for you. I'm sort of excited about this, very excited. Tomorrow, the 22nd, Washington's birthday, we'll have a very special guest on the show who just so happens is an expert in the area of all things surrounding the North American Union conspiracy. We'll be spending the entire hour tomorrow with Dr. Deneen Peterson. You don't want to miss tomorrow's show. Promises to lay it all out there. Let the chips fall where they may. Dr. Deneen Peterson tomorrow from 8 until 9 here on I Kid You Not. And we're going to be having a wonderful discussion with Dr. Peterson, graciously consenting to spend an hour with us and you, the listener, and hopefully enlightening us all as to what and how diabolical all of this seems to be. Okay, so Don Wayne here. Get on the telephone at 800-313-9443. What's on your mind this morning? Back in a moment.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
On Wayne with you here. I kid you not, the name of the show. Get on the telephone. Let us know what's on your mind. There's so many things happening out there, aren't there? 800-313-9443. Incidentally, if you haven't lately, and got a reminder here for you, check out patriotpost.us. That's patriotpost.us. Why? Well, they have a picture of the Baroque Obama. I say Baroque because we'll all be that way if we elect him. The Baroque Obama campaign office in Houston, Texas. Prominently featuring a Cuban flag. Featuring not a U.S. flag. A Cuban flag. Featuring Che Guevara, the communist thug responsible for God only knows how many killings. Well, seizing power for the communist Fidel Castro, and is a favorite of leftist college students around this country. Check it out. PatriotPost.us. What's the old saying? You're sort of known by the company you keep? Okay, now, for those of you who may be just joining us, the past few days this week we've been discussing the diabolical, straight out of the gates of hell project supported and enthusiastically and aggressively being pursued by the Bush administration called the North American Union. It started all in March 2005 at their summit meeting in Waco, Texas, where President Bush, President Fox, Prime Minister Martin of Canada, they all got together and issued a joint statement announcing the creation of what's called the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, or SPP. The creation of this new agreement was never submitted to Congress for debate and decision. Instead, the U.S. Department of Commerce merely created a new division under the same title to implement what they called working groups to advance this North American Union working agenda in a wide range of areas, almost everything, including manufactured goods, the movement of goods and energy, environment, e-commerce, financial services, business facilitation, food and agriculture, transportation, health, the list goes on. Everything. They want to control everything. Every part of our lives they want to control. All a part of, and the North American Union, of course, is just a part of this New World Order that Bush 1 first mentioned and Bush 2 is aggressively pursuing. Now, SSP is headed up by three cabinet-level officers. In this country, we have the Secretary of Commerce, Carlos Guterres. We have Secretary of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, and Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice. So that's, in 20-league boots, sort of a brief picture here of what we're up against, folks. It's not a pretty picture. This nation is going to be defeated from within if we are not vigilant and if we're not aware of what's going on. My hat's off to Lou Dobbs over at CNN. He's doing the best he can in spite of his employers over there, I suppose. In fact, I'll quote Lou Dobbs. He said, this could mean the end of America as we know it. That's no exaggeration. You know, you may want to sit back and say, well, gee, you know, it's Johnny One Note here. That's all we're hearing about. No, it's something that we all have to become familiar with. And we all have to be able to get in touch with our Congress people, our senators. Say, hey, what's going on? What are you doing? Why aren't you overseeing this project? Why aren't you doing what Congress, by mandate of the Constitution, is supposed to do? And that is to rein in out-of-control presidents, i.e. Bush 1 and 2. We have to contend with Bush 2 now for another year. You wonder how this nation can survive him. He's already given away our sovereignty to the European Union. Now he wants to drive the final nail in our coffin of this once great, proud constitutional republic, or as I like to call it, the last great hope of mankind to live in any sort of peace and dignity under what I consider to be a divinely inspired constitution. What's going on? Why don't we hear about it? Why don't we hear about it on Bill O'Reilly, on Sean Hannity, on Rush Limbaugh? Why don't we hear about it on the Alphabet Networks? We don't, because we're not supposed to. This is all being done under the radar, as it was done in the European Union. Now, it took 55-plus years to bring about the European Union. The way we're going now, the freight train with the pedal to the metal, with this North American Union, we could all be victims of this in 15 years or so. In fact, the target date for the implementation of the North American Union, are you ready for this? 2010. That's it. They come right out and say it. So that's what we're doing here. We're just simply reiterating, we're trying to make you fully cognizant and aware so that you, as a citizen of a sovereign free nation, under a constitutionally dictated constitutional republic, as given to us by our founders. Once Ben Franklin was once asked, following the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, he said, Mr. Franklin, what sort of government have you given us? His answer, we have given you a republic, if you can keep it. Prophetic words, Mr. Franklin, if we can keep it. As products of the government school system, we'll never see through any of this. We learn to worship the state. When you throw God out, what do you got left? The state. That's what liberals worship. Their God is the state. Michael Savage, I agree with you. Liberalism is. It's a disease. What are your thoughts on this subject? Now get on the telephone. 800-313-9443. Are you for it? Are you against it? Where do you stand? You know, you have to take a stand sometimes. You know, we've heard about the Amero dollar so much. We've heard of the Euro dollar, but now the Amero dollar. And I'm referring to an article or a website here, the North American Union Report. This is a new website just brought to my attention, and they're discussing the Amero dollar and the loss of cultural sovereignty. They say a lot of talk is beginning to stir about the coming Amero dollar and what it'll mean to the American people. In 1999, the Fraser Institute, which is a Canadian think tank, published a report. They called it The Case for the Amero, the Economics and Politics of a North American Monetary Union. Now, this report outlines the North American monetary integration process and the so-called benefits it'll bring. Believe me when I tell you, I kid you not, it will not be bringing benefits. What it'll do is it'll lower the standard of living. We'll get into that perhaps if we have time later in the hour. This is not a joke anymore. We really are tragically headed toward what could only be described, best be described as a fascist dictatorship in this great nation of ours. Research it yourself. Check it out on the internet. Public libraries, it's all there. Compare Nazi Germany to the Bush family legacy, a legacy of deceit. It's unbelievable if you look into it. As a matter of fact, Granddaddy Prescott Bush was a financier of Hitler, Adolf Hitler. You wonder how that all came about. But they're all linked. Everyone interested in national sovereignty needs to call your congressmen, your congresspeople, your senators. Demand an investigation into the activities surrounding this nefarious North American Union. Or before you know it, folks, there will no longer be. And I say this with great sorrow. If we do not do something, and something very soon, there will no longer be a United States of America, even though the name remains the same as we know it. And the processes by which the NAU is being formed are nothing less than treasonous and impeachable. Does that get the juices flowing this morning? Do we have any right to pass along a nation less free than the one we were fortunate enough to inherit? I don't think so. I don't think that we as individuals have a right to, I think it was Ben Franklin again, who once said any man who would sacrifice liberty for security deserves neither security nor liberty. That pretty much says it all, doesn't it? So we sit back. We say, well, it's not going to happen. It's too way out. It's unreal. Sounds like something out of a movie or something. The United States of America. In this sense, you know, this great country could never, probably never be defeated from without, although that's questionable. But if we're defeated, it's going to be from within, from American citizens. You wonder how a free nation can produce this type of people, the David Rockefeller types. Tom Foley, the ex-Washington congressman, Speaker of the House, he's now the chairman of the Trilateral Commission. We have a list of those, 300-plus. That's who's behind this, along with their cohorts at the CFR. Quietly, systematically, the Bush administration is also advancing a plan to build a huge NAFTA superhighway. Now get this. This NAFTA superhighway, the proposal, it's going to be 4 football fields wide, folks, through the heart of the U.S. What are your thoughts on this? The North American Union, it's coming like a freight train. Are you prepared? 800-313-9443. That's our phone number. Tell us what your thoughts are. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Don Wynn with you here. Our discussion, North American Union, what it's going to mean to the future of these United States. And, of course, if it, in the same token, what it's going to mean to you and me and all the rest of us. We talked about the Amaro briefly. How about a NAFTA superhighway? As we brought up just before the break. Quietly, but systematically. Did you know that the Bush administration is advancing a plan to build a huge NAFTA superhighway? 4 football fields wide. Imagine that. And it's going to run right through the heart of the United States. Along Interstate 35, all the way from the Mexican border at Laredo, Texas, to the Canadian border north of Duluth, Minnesota. It's all in the works. And really what's planned, I think, is something, it's a Spanish firm that might build this superhighway and then charge you to drive on it. That's the way that's going to work. I mean, these people are out of their minds. They're totally and completely out of their minds. And they must believe that we as a body politic are so dumbed down that we don't have the IQ to grasp what's happening right under our very noses. Look at your kids and your grandkids. What sort of a future are they going to have if we allow this awful thing to take place? We can't depend on Congress. What's Congress doing for us? Congress is supposed to be the firewall, that and the courts, against a runaway administration, because that's the only way that you can really describe this Bush administration, what they're doing to the sovereignty of this great nation, with all of the illegal immigration coming across, with this North American Union. And of course, all we're doing here is connecting the dots, aren't we? So that we can get the complete picture. But ask yourself this. Well, if this is true, why isn't Congress doing something? I mean, we elect them to do that, don't we, folks? That's what we put them in office for. Well, what they're doing is absolutely nothing. Zero. Zilch. Now, there's four things that Congress must do to derail what's happening in this country, to bring about this North American Union. The first thing, and don't hold your breath anytime soon that the Congress is going to do anything, especially under the control of the Democrats. Republicans aren't much better, don't get me wrong, but I mean the Democrats especially, for some reason. Anything that's bad for America, they seem to be for. Check it out. Okay, the first thing is end birthright citizenship for children born to illegal immigrants in the United States. If we did this, we would eliminate one of the primary incentives for illegal immigration into the U.S. End birthright citizenship for children born to illegal immigrants in this country. That's number one. Secondly, block the North American Union. Boy, that's important, huh? Block the North American Union, NAU, by defunding it. They can do it overnight. And again, don't hold your breath anytime soon that any of these bozos that we're putting in office are going to do it. Block the North American Union. How important would... They could do it. Congress has the power to do that. But they won't do it. You have to ask yourself why. Some of them are ignorant enough, I suppose, that they're not even aware of what's going on. But what's the motivation for the others that refuse to do anything? The Nancy Pelosi House of Representatives. Block the North American Union. Say it again and again. Defunding and dismantling the Security and Prosperity Partnership and all other government programs that are being used in the process of creating an open borders merger with the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Can we say it any more plainly than that? Would you agree that would be a good start in the direction, congressional package? They do have legislation that's been proposed. It's called HCR 40. Nothing's being done with it, of course. That's in the second place. Thirdly, repeal NAFTA. Boy, wouldn't that be wonderful for our economy? Bring the jobs back to America? Huh? Talked to a fellow caller from Ohio yesterday. He said it's a desolate place between Toledo and Cleveland and throughout the entire state. That's what NAFTA is doing, folks. It's taking all of our good-paying, well-paying jobs, shipping them overseas. Our businesses are going overseas, many of them being underwritten by our own government. Yes, why? I don't know. I don't have an answer for that one. Maybe you do. What are your thoughts on this? 800-313-9443 if you want to join in the conversation. I happen to think this is very important. And I'm sure you do as well. Future of our nation's at stake. So repealing NAFTA, don't expect that anytime soon. Whether it be a Democrat or a Republican Congress, I don't think it's going to happen. Why, again, I don't know. I don't know where these people are coming from. And then number four, establish a moratorium on the consideration of any legislation regarding amnesty. Okay, we have a break coming up. What are your thoughts? Coming like a freight train to North American Union, Don Wayne, back in the morning.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back. I'm Wynn with you till the top of the hour here on A Kid You Not. We've been discussing now for the past few days here on this show the threat posed to the future of the United States of America by a diabolical plot to destroy us from within. All in the name of creating this one world government as conceived by CFR and the Trilateral Commission, two groups that I'm sure most of you RBN listeners are more than familiar with. And it's what's happening is really scary. It's something that is so nefarious and so threatening to this constitutional republic and the existence of this nation, that it's something has to be done. Something, I mean, we just can't all put our heads in the sand and say, well, whatever will be, que sera, sera. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. There's nothing I can do about it. You know? And we must. We must come to the forefront on this one. And as a free people, put our foot down, as we did with this amnesty bill. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could arouse the body politic out there and say, hey, we've got this North American Union threat is every bit as serious, poses a serious a problem for the future of this country, as does the illegal immigration. And what are we going to do about it? I think if we all got on the telephone, don't you? Talk to our congresspeople. Said, hey, you know, what's going on? Why are you asleep at the switch? These are questions that we all have a perfectly legitimate right to question the leaders that we elect. I mentioned those four before the break, four things that the Congress could do. Don't hold your breath anytime soon that anything is going to be done. I mean, I don't want to be negative about this, but I mean, you have to somewhere along the line become realistic. The four things: end birthright citizenship for children born to illegal immigrants in this country. That's a no-brainer, duh. Two, block the North American Union by defunding it and dismantling the Security and Prosperity Partnership and all other government programs that are being used in the process of creating this open borders merger between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Our founders are rolling over in their graves over the mere thought of this. You can bet on it. We could repeal NAFTA, a legal platform upon which open borders, the merger is being developed. And a good start, incidentally, in this direction would be congressional passage of H.C.R. 22. And then number four, establish a moratorium on the consideration of any legislation regarding amnesty, legalization of status in any form for illegal immigrants and temporary workers or guest worker programs until both the President and Congress can certify that legal immigration has been brought under control for several consecutive years. Check out H.R. 946, introduced in the House in 2003 and for a similar purpose. Introduced, but never passed. Where are our leaders? Where are our congresspeople? Democrat or Republican, doesn't make any difference. Seems like we're all asleep at the switch. And what's going to be the end result of all of this? Well, not very pleasant, I'm afraid. I mean, all you have to do is look at Europe, and this North American Union is being developed and construed precisely after the European Union. What happened in Europe? What happened in Europe took 55 years to take place, but now all of their borders are blurred. All the wonderful cultures over there that were that gave flavor to this great European continent. All the various nations, the Slovaks, the Germans, the Irish, list goes on and on. All of that's going to be blurred with this European Union. Tony Blair, incidentally, came across a story the other day. What's his ambition? Well, he wants to become the president of the EU and so forth. So what's happening over there is exactly what's going to happen here. That is, unless the Congress of these United States wakes up, lives up to their constitutional oath, forget Bush, he's a lost cause. I mean, he's just following in his daddy's footsteps, isn't he? It's all in the world he's doing. He's promoting this with every ounce of energy and every ounce of authority that the president has to do these things. When's the last time, let me ask you this, when's the last time that you heard Bush say anything at all about the North American Union? Think about it. They simply don't want you to know. They don't want to awaken the sleeping giant, so to speak, like was awakened when this amnesty, when they tried to jam this amnesty farce through the Congress. The American people rose up mightily and said, "No, you're not going that way. You're not going down that road. It's not as long as we, the people, have a voice in what's going on in this country." But it seems that the average person, I received an email yesterday from a listener, and they were telling me about the difficulty they were having in trying to get this message out to various and sundry people that they knew. And in a very disappointed vein, one of the conclusions was that they were discussing this and that in all the years that they had been discussing this, since this nefarious, diabolical plot was hatched back in 2005, and they were aware of it then, and they said that they couldn't point to a single person that had gotten the message. that it straightened up, developed a broomstick for a backbone instead of a spaghetti, and said, hey, we're a sovereign people. We live free under a constitutional republic. And it's all about to be stolen from not only from us, but from our posterity, from our kids and our grandkids. What are we doing about it? Well, I'm attempting to lend my voice here, get the word out, wake up as many people as we possibly can. Not an easy job. You know, when people hear this at first, they say, hey, that's all part of this vast right-wing conspiracy out there. I wish it was that simple. But it's far beyond that, folks. And it's progressed now to the point, it's like a cancer eating away at our nation. Bush should be impeached. I say it again. Bush should be impeached. What he's doing amounts to nothing less than treason. Our founders, if our founders were here, they would agree with me. That's not fanaticism. That's merely living up to our constitutional responsibility. Same thing with the Congress. Look at the Congress. I mean, okay, it's under Democrat control. But even if it was under Republican control, I don't think the results would be much different. We'd still be languishing in this sort of slumber, an unawareness, using a euphemism, being, you know, what's the old saying, ignorance is bliss? I suppose that statement's as true today as it's ever been. But we're in serious trouble, and I don't mean to be an alarmist on this issue. I often ask myself, Gene, are you going overboard on this? Are you trying to dramatize this thing or be melodramatic about it and presenting the truth? I don't see how you can be. I really do not see how a thinking person can ignore what's going on around us in this once great constitutional republic. Because unless we wake up, all of this now, as I've mentioned this in previous discussions, all of this is supposed to transpire by the year 2010. Boy, that's not far away, is it? 2010. That's where they anticipate that all of this is going to come to be. Meanwhile, the Congress is doing nothing. Bush is talking about everything in the world except what he should be discussing, doing nothing about our open borders. We're being invaded from the south. 4,000 to 10,000 aliens every day coming across our borders, only about 10 or 15% of them being caught. Where are they going? Who cares, huh? Cheap labor. That's the problem. You've heard me say this before in this program. One of the reasons, not just the North American Union, but one of the reasons, even if we were not plagued with the North American Union, think about it this way. The main reason that either party, Democrat or Republican, will do anything in the world about illegal aliens is what? To the Democrats, illegals are cheap votes. To the Republicans, illegal aliens are cheap labor. And boy, I'll tell you, these people, both Democrat and Republican, find it very difficult. The best interests of the USA be damned. Throw it away. What's more important than getting elected to office or making money? I mean, it sort of distills down to that, doesn't it? And so we're not in a position yet where we can sit back and say that, not to worry, everything's going to turn out okay. That would be nice if we could live in a fairyland such as that. Unfortunately, we don't. North American Union, NAFTA, Amerodollar. What's happening? You know, what we have here is what they're going to do under this North American Union, as I understand it, is they'll take the average income of all three nations, Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. And in Mexico, it's hardly anything. Canada's nowhere, I don't think Canada's anywhere near as, when it comes to an average per capita income as the United States, although they're catching up probably. But the average of the whole thing is gonna boil down to about $28,000 a year. That's gonna be the average. So if you're making, say, around $51,000, $55,000, $70,000, whatever, $1,000 a year, you're gonna lose probably about a third of your income. David Rockefeller said it so well, the honorary chairman of the Trilateral Commission. I quote him directly. He said, the American people are going to have to learn to get along on a lot less of what they earn, a lot less of what they produce. That means that that's the intention. Rather than lifting up, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats, as John F. Kennedy used to say, what we're doing is we're reducing this nation to the lowest common denominator. We're reducing our living standard down to almost third world status. That's what's happening. And that's what will happen if nothing is done to prevent it from happening. So tomorrow, by way of a listening reminder now, tomorrow on tomorrow's show, Dr. Deneen Peterson, Ph.D., has researched and documented this whole thing. And we're going to be laying it all out there for you tomorrow. We want you to join us here tomorrow on the show. We won't be taking your phone calls because Dr. Peterson has expressed the desire to spend the hour as sort of an educational platform to bring you up to speed, much as I've tried to do here, on what's going on. There's so much to it. The tentacles of this, I spent a great deal of time with Dr. Peterson on the telephone arranging this interview. And believe you me when I say this to you in all sincerity, she's worth the listen to. She knows her stuff. She's well qualified to speak on this subject. And her website is StopTheNorthAmericanUnion.com. Stop the North American Union. You can check her out on her website. But she's devoted a great deal of her life's energy to getting the word out, to waking people up about the awful consequences of falling into this North American Union conspiracy. There's going to be about, think of it this way, there'll probably be about 300 plus people, and I'm referring to the Trilateral Commission members, along with their CFR cronies, who will benefit most from this, where they'll gain, through the formation of a world government, they will be gaining in power, prestige, money. That's what it's all about to them. America? We're going to sacrifice America for those few people. Because we, as American citizens, are not standing up and saying this far and no further. Congress, judicial, executive branch of government, we're not having more of it. We have to draw a line in the sand somewhere, and it's here. But it's coming. So far, there's been no public outcry to speak of. And a lot of that you have to fault to the media for. The media is not getting the word out, with few exceptions. Lou Dobbs, I've mentioned his name several times on the show. I respect the man mightily because of his huge audience that he has there on CNN. And he's out there, and he made the statement, and I'm paraphrasing his statement. He said, unless something is done, America, as we know it, will cease to exist. So don't take just my word for it, or Dr. Peterson, or any of the others that are out there serving as watchmen on the wall, attempting to get the word out, the message out somehow. To those of us who would prefer not to be bothered, perhaps. I don't include myself in that category. How about you? If you had the opportunity now, if now's the time. You know, future, all previous generations have had their moment where they've had to stand up and say, hey, it's time now that we have to go out and defend the United States of America. And this is our time. Maybe it's past our time. I don't know. But we can only hope and pray We have to pray, don't we? We have to get on our knees. What is it the statement Reagan used to repeat all the time out of Chronicles? If my people, who are called by my name, etc., etc., depart from their foolish ways, humble themselves, I shall hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. That's perhaps what this country, this great nation, requires more now than ever before in its history. A break coming up. 800-313-9443. That's our number if you want to join in this discussion. What are your thoughts? Don, we'll be back in a moment.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, in the waning moments now of our show on this Thursday, we have Thomas in Arizona on the line. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning there, Don. You're probably getting sick of me calling.
Oh, no. Never get sick of you.
Hey, I think the key to abolishing this North American Union is absolutely the press. That's the key. Yeah, I mean, there's no other way about it. They're the voice for the North American Union, and we have to squash that voice.
Okay, now, Thomas, that's a good point, but let me interject a thought for you. Who do you think controls the press in this country?
Rupert Murdoch.
Well, yeah. He's part of the problem. He's not part of the solution. That's another thing with this Fox News thing. But the thing is, the press, along both the Electronic media and the printed media are under the control.
Right.
Tight-fisted control of the trilateralists and the CFR.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get that message out. You have to understand that, because the whole thing, they control the media. They control the politicians. Go ahead.
Yes, they do. But do we not have enough force, enough people, to overcome that?
Yes, we do, if we have the backbone to do it.
Okay, so people are just sticking their heads in the sand and hoping it passes. So
too many of them are, yeah.
We got to get their heads out of the sand.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to do here. That's what I'm trying to do here.
I am all with you. And so, but how can we organize something? It's got to be organized.
I think we're due for, you know what I think we're due for? And I'm going to just flat come out and say it, because I like to put my cards on the table. It's time for a standing revolution. It doesn't have to be violent. It could be a revolution at the ballot box. That isn't going to happen either. But we need a revolution. Thomas Jefferson said it better than I ever could. He said, we may need a revolution in this nation every 20 years to protect our constitutional republic. Amen.
Absolutely. All right. Well, maybe you can get one more caller in. I'll let you go.
Well, thank you, Thomas, for joining us. We're coming to the final moments of our program tomorrow. Now, by way of a listening reminder, thank you, Thomas, for joining us. We appreciate it. Tomorrow, by way of a listening reminder, we're going to have Dr. Deneen Peterson. Now, she's well worth your time. This person has devoted many years of her life researching and studying, and she understands this problem with the shadow government in this country and its tentacles that are spreading out all over the world through the Trilateral Commission, the CFR. I know you get sick and tired of hearing me talk about it, but gosh, it's not stopping. We have to become armed with the truth. I'm not urging violent revolution. I'm urging a revolution at the ballot box, where we as American citizens can walk in there proudly with backbones like broomsticks and pull that lever for decent people, not the politicians that's going to promise you the most for nothing, not the Barack Obamas, that type of thing. We have one final caller here. We don't have much time here, John, in Minnesota. Can you squeeze it in a couple of seconds here?
Okay. Well, I have here. Yeah, hello there. I have here some facts about, you were talking about illegal aliens coming in because of cheap labor. Here's a bunch of things to think about. $11 billion welfare for...
John, you'll have to wait. You'll have to wait now till next week to get back on the program, because we're flat out of time, John.
Flat out of time already. Okay. Anyway, the total is $338 billion with a B dollars a year.
Got it wrong, John. Thank you so much for joining us. Don Wayne here. The show is called I Kid You Not. We'll see you tomorrow with Dr. Deneen Peterson. Don't miss our show tomorrow. The torch of liberty is lit. I kid you not.